I'm the leader of this squad. So listen up. You said Dracula knows we're here. So let's just try to find the amulet. And get the hell out of here.
Before you try to go, now this is my own show. Not a script or flip could make me stop, so just behave. I mean, there's no escape. Let's hope you make that drop, because you really don't want to tick me off. And oh, what fun. I will tell you what to do and you will get it done. And oh, don't run. You'll find your nightmare here as only just begun. Welcome to my horror show. Now it's starting 3D. Oh, I bet you thought you'd seen the last of me. Are you reading the walls? Did you get my clues? There's a debt to repay for now. You'll do.
Welcome to Horror for Dummies episode 5. I am your host, Tim, and with me today is not the dummy Ben. In fact, we have a new dummy with us today. You heard me talk about her on the show before. She is my partner in crime, my better half, if you will. Her name is Jaleesa. How are you going, babe?
Good, thank you.
That's good. Ben couldn't make it today. He's on a tight work schedule. He will be missed, but he'll hopefully be back next week. Until then, we have got our usual show planned for you. We are doing the Monster Squad. We are doing everything that we usually would for the show, but we have a female here instead of a male. Let's see if vaginas are better than dicks.
Of course they are.
Yeah, right. So, before we start, Jaleesa, this is your first time on the show. Maybe not your last, but we want to talk to you about your vision in horror. The listeners want to know, what are your creds in horror? So we're going to give you, I want to know, what are your top 5 horror movies? Everyone knows what mine are, but what are yours? Have you got a top 5?
Wouldn't really say there are top 5, but there's some horror movies that I will always go back to.
All right, give them to me.
And one is Trick or Treat.
Ah, just like me. That's why we're getting married.
Oh, we've got Halloween H2O.
Nice. See, everyone always goes for the Halloweens. I like Halloweens, but I don't get the fascination. Like, Halloween from 1978 is everyone's favorite, seems to be. I like Halloween, I like the character of Michael Myers, but he wouldn't be in my top 10. So why is he in yours? What do you like about him? Just a quick little rundown. Is it LL Cool J? Is that why you like it? You like the rappers? Is it Josh Harnett? I know he's a ladies killer, but
No, he doesn't do it for me. Nice. I don't know, I guess I like the mystery about him. And
you like the silent stalker, the fact that he's like what everyone likes about him, how he could be anyone. He's not the buff guy, he's not the Jason type, he's not the dream person like Freddy, he's just a normal guy if you want to go to the original movies.
Yeah.
Is that right?
No matter how fast you run or whatever, he's still always right behind you somehow. Yes. And I grew up with this movie, so.
Okay.
And another one is Bride of Chucky.
Yeah.
Which I remember watching when I was a little girl with my cousins. So that one's always hit close to my heart.
Is it because you like Tiffany?
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
As long as you don't like Cedar Chucky, I'm alright. That thing was a piece of shit.
Glenn and Glenda.
His name is Shitface. Fuck that
cunt. Another one, we have Freddy vs. Jason, as you've already spoken about.
Yes. You all know my thoughts on that. We'll continue.
It's a fun movie.
Yeah.
And just other ones that I like is Hocus Pocus and Nightmare Before Christmas. Some kiddie films.
See, they're not exactly horror films, but they're welcome in the horror genre. A lot of people will include them in their horror viewing watching. the horror viewing watching, their horror movie watching, especially around this time, around Halloween time.
Exactly.
Yeah. And our daughter watches them constantly, especially Hocus Pocus. I've seen that fucking thing like 40 times this week. Christ, I'm sick of Hocus Pocus. So, is there any films that you dislike?
That I dislike?
That you hate? Are there any hated films? Because I know there's one. I know there's one that you hate.
Yes. And that film is a Serbian film.
And you haven't even seen it?
Nope. Never have, never will. The concept of the movie makes me sick. I will never ever play
it. You need to watch it for the production of it. No. The artistic. You just don't like newborn rape.
I can't see past that. No way.
One day I'm going to wake you up on that scene. Super glue your eyes open.
You'll get kicked in the face.
All right. Is there any others that you like?
Dislike.
Dislike. My bad.
Nightmare on Elm Street 2010 remake. I'm not a fan of.
Yeah, you're speaking to every single person out there. I like it. I'm one of the people in the world that actually... Okay, I'm not going to stand here and say I love it, and it's the greatest remake ever. It's not. It's not... Okay, the original was a lot better. A lot better. But this one isn't as bad as people are saying, I don't feel, I think. I think it's pretty decent, but why don't you like it?
One of the points is I don't like the look of him.
Yeah.
He's a bit too far.
But he's more of a burn victim. That's what they were going for.
I don't see it.
Well, have you seen a burn victim up close?
Yeah.
Have you really? Yeah. You're a fucking liar.
On TV.
Oh, that's not... I mean up close.
No, not to that state, but... No, I don't know. I just don't like the look of him. And the voice, I think he puts it on too husky. It's too put on. And the whole pedophile thing, that he's actually a pedophile in this one with the photos, the private room.
All right.
Not a fan of that.
Well, I'm sure most listeners are agreeing with you right now. I'm going to be that guy. And if you agree with me, you know where to contact us. So let us know your thoughts. But... if we're ready to talk about a movie, anything else you want to add?
No, no, I'm good to go.
Well, I've got my It sippy cup here, and I'm ready to talk about The Monster Squad. How are you?
I've got my Fanta, so I'm ready to rock and roll. Ooh.
All right, let's kick it into our feature presentation.
And now for our feature presentation.
The Monster Squad. We are talking about the 1987 family-friendly film, and it's kind of, it might be a good thing that Ben isn't actually here, because this is a family-friendly movie, so it kind of makes sense to have the family review it. All we need is our little one here, and it would make sense, don't you agree?
Yeah, even though she didn't watch the film.
No, she didn't.
No, she didn't.
Bits and pieces. Anyway. So this movie, as I said before, was from 1987, and in my opinion, it's one of the best movies for horror films. Best years for horror films. Shut up. So, like, just a little list of the movies that came out in 1987. We have my favourite, The Lost Boys, Hellraiser, Nightmare on Elm Street 3, The Dream Warriors, Evil Dead 2, Creepshow 2, Prince of Darkness, Near Dark, The Gate, Predator, Dolls, and the best movie ever, Jaws of Revenge. You've seen most of them, haven't you?
Yep.
Yeah. You like Jaws of Revenge?
Yes and no.
I talk a lot about Jaws of Revenge on this show. Yes. I'm going to do an episode on Jaws of Revenge one day.
Yeah. Some things were good, some things were odd. Very odd.
We know. Anyway, so if you haven't seen this, because it is very hard to find here in Australia, I think I've never seen it on sale before. So the plot is a young group of monster fanatics attempt to save the town from Dracula and his friends, which consist of Frankenstein, the Mummy, the Wolfman, and the Creature from the Black Lagoon. So before we go into this, let's talk about these monsters. Let's talk about the Universal Monster history, if we will. Do you know much of the Universal Monsters? Besides what I've told you?
No, not as much as you would.
Yeah. Obviously. I'm just way much better than you. So, but you've seen... Have you... I don't even know... I can't remember. Have you seen any of them? Have I made you sit down and watch them?
I've seen The Mummy. I've seen some of Dracula. I've seen Frankenstein. Creature from the Black Lagoon.
What mummy are we talking about?
Boris Karloff? Is that The Mummy?
Yeah. The original Mummy.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. But hey, it's a lot better than that piece of shit with Tom Cruise.
I agree.
It's fucking horrible. Darian liked it. I don't know what the fuck was going through his mind.
He liked the new mummy?
Yep.
I actually liked the look of the chick.
Oh, don't know.
Tom Cruise killed it.
Fuck Tom Cruise.
I like how she had two eyeballs, like two eyes in the one.
That was the biggest disappointment of this year for me. Anyway, we're not talking about that piece of fucking shit. Universal Monster History, we're not going to go deep into it, but it started back in 1923 with The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Not the animated one that everyone's familiar with, the original one. And in 1925, The Phantom, which starred Lon Chaney Sr. Okay. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
You probably don't care. But then it really came big in 1931 with Dracula. It was directed by Todd Browning and starred Bela Lugosi. You know Bela Lugosi, don't you?
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do.
We named our cats Bela and Lugosi.
Yes, we did.
But then in that same year, 1931, James Whale came out with Frankenstein. Now, Frankenstein, out of all these movies hold a special place in my heart. I love all of them. Yeah, The Mummy not so much, but we'll get past that. Frankenstein would have to be up there as one of my favourites. Out of all of those creatures, all the monsters, which one was yours?
All of them?
Yeah. So you got Dracula, Frankenstein, the creature, the mummy, Wolfman, Hunchback, the Phantom, the Bride, the Invisible Man, any of them. Even Abbott and Costello?
No, I'd probably have to agree with Frankenstein as well.
Huh. Why?
Because, I don't know, he seemed nice, he's a misunderstood man.
Yeah, but most of them are misunderstood. Yeah. I mean, the Wolfman's a misunderstood person, but when he turns into the wolf, he can't control his creature-like
his reflexes. Instincts.
Yeah. He wanted to kill himself, Larry Talbot. He never wanted to be the Wolfman, the monster.
Because he hurt people.
Yeah. And even the creature was misunderstood too. I mean, those people came into his home. Him or her. I don't know what the creature is. It never specifies. But they came into its home and started throwing cigarette butts and stuff like that. I mean, if you were sitting at home and some douchebag with a boat rocked up on your doorstep throwing shit around, wouldn't you be pissed off too?
Yeah, I'd have to say I agree.
Just saying. But, okay, so after that, 1932, we have The Mummy with, again, Boris Karloff. And this was my least favorite, just because I don't like the fact that the mummy wasn't in its bandages for more than 15 minutes of the movie. I mean, he was in there for like 5 minutes, and that's it. And then you get this scaly dude,
the old dude.
Yeah,
he didn't really look like a mummy at all.
No, if you want a good mummy movie or mummy story, then Tales from the Dark Side. Had a good story. It's only short, but it was pretty good. Excuse me. But then in 1933, we have The Invisible Man, and The Invisible Man was once again directed by James Whale and starred Claude Rains, and this one is on top of the list alongside Frankenstein. And I would never thought I would have said that out of all these creatures that The Invisible Man would be on top of my list, but fucking, this movie is so fucking fun. Did you watch it? Did I make you sit down and watch it?
Yes, I did.
Just the laugh.
Yeah.
Insert that laugh here.
All right, you fools. You've brought it on yourselves. Everything would have come right if you'd only left me alone. You've driven me near madness with your peering through the keyholes and dipping through the curtains. And now you'll suffer for it. You're crazy to know who I am, aren't you? All right, I'll show you. There's a souvenir for you. And one for you. I'll show you who I am and what I am.
Yeah, so that's the Invisible Man. Then we got 1935. We go back to Frankenstein with The Bride of Frankenstein, done again by James Whale. God damn, that guy's talented. With, once again, Boris Karloff. God damn, that guy's talented. Then we stop making them for a while, and we skip forward to 1941 with Lon Chaney Jr.'s The Wolfman. Now, if you ask me, okay, I only saw The Wolfman last year, I think it was. If you ask me a year or 2 years ago, what out of these is your favorite creature, I would have told you straight up werewolf. Werewolf for me is the best. I love the werewolf a lot more than vampire or zombies or witches or anything like that. Werewolf is just, I don't know, I just got an obsession with werewolves. The Wolfman, I enjoy it a lot, but it was kind of a disappointment to me, just because he strangles people instead of ripping them apart.
The Wolfman?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's a bit upsetting.
Exactly. That's why I'm just saying it's a little bit disappointing. In saying that, I still really enjoy the movie. I like the sequels. Frankenstein vs. Wolfman was fun. It wasn't what I expected, but it was fun. But that's The Wolfman. Anyway, then we go to 1948, where Abbott and Costello, who, they're like the comedy duo of the time. They're kind of like the Key and Peele of the now.
Okay.
Of the back then. They met Frankenstein. So they met Frankenstein, Dracula, and the Wolfman. So they're all in one. And there was a lot of these coming out, like House of Dracula and stuff like that, where they all combined all the monsters together, which I fucking love. I wish they did that with a film with the I don't know if you can call them modern day anymore, the modern day slashers like Freddy and Leatherface and Jason and all them.
Combine them all in one movie?
Yeah. I think every single horror fan would want that.
It would be pretty cool.
You got Freddy vs. Jason, but like if you combine them all, it'd be fucking unreal.
You don't think there'll be too much going on in the one movie?
Mm. Well, they made it work with Abbott and Costello meet Frankenstein.
That's only like three of them.
All right, well, give it three.
Okay.
Give them three, like Michael, Jason, and Freddy.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
They're the three biggest slashers. If you just give them, skip the whole teenage drama bullshit, and I want to have sex with you, but I can't because I'm getting stabbed shit, and fucking Destiny's Child bullshit, and you'd have a good movie. I'm just saying. But then we skip to 1954 with The Creature from the Black Lagoon, and this one would be up there as well as one of my favorites. And I've seen the sequels. The sequels are a bit, they're okay, if you can say that. Gets a bit strange, especially in the third one. The creature can walk on land. He wears a suit. Bit strange.
Isn't he like a fish man?
Yeah, the gill man. That's what they call him. But in the third one, they do tests on him and turn him into,
like, so he's adapting.
Yeah, you can pretty much say that. It gets very strange. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
You understand me?
Yes.
Yes.
It does sound odd.
Hmm. So anyway, that's the Universal monster history. And, back to what we were saying before about how if we could put them all the modern-day slashers into one movie, what about this movie that we're talking about right now, Monster Squad? They put them all in one movie together. Did it feel like forced? Did it feel like overlapping each other? They all had their little segments.
Yeah, and they all worked together.
Yeah. Talking about the Universal monsters, back in those days, those monsters were feared and they were scary. They were like they killed people, as do Freddy and Leatherface and Jason and blah 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 blah. Now they're kind of okay. You got like Hotel Transylvania, you got the Monster Squad, shit like this coming out. That's kind of not laughing at them, but making them more family friendly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that at any point in the future, we will see Freddy or Michael or Jason or Pinhead treated like this?
To be honest, I don't think so. I think they're too mean to come back to that.
Yeah. See, where the Universal monsters, they're misunderstood. Freddy is not. He is just pure evil. Yeah. And so the is...
kids would probably be scared to see that one.
Yeah. Although I would fucking give anything to see a family-friendly version of Nightmare on Elm Street and all those. A Hotel Transylvania with modern monsters. Oh, fuck. Have Freddy Krueger appear in Hotel Transylvania 3. That'd be fun. Fuck, yeah, we are talking about family-friendly movies today, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Woo! But this is what Halloween is. I mean, it's for the kids, right? And myself.
Mm. Big kids.
Yeah, exactly. So let's go back to the movie we're talking about, The Monster Squad, and let's talk about the cast and... Before we do that, we have to play everyone's favourite game of Fuck, Marry, and Kill. So, Jaleesa, I'm going to give you three options. Now, of this movie, of course I'm going straight to the five monsters. But there is only three options. So, who do you think I would have chosen out of the five monsters for you to fuck, marry, and kill?
Out of the five?
Yes.
I'm going to say Dracula, Frankenstein, and probably the mummy.
Oh, you got two of them right.
Ooh, two out of three is pretty good.
Yeah. You know, you're pretty good, Meatloaf. No, I'm not gonna ask you with Dracula because I feel that's too easy. He's too lovable. No. So you got Frankenstein and the mummy right.
So the Wolfman?
Nope, the creature.
Oh, really?
Yep. So out of those three, the creature, Frankenstein, and the mummy, fuck, marry, and kill, go.
Oh, jeez. Why'd you have to get rid of Dracula? That one was so easy.
Exactly, because it was too easy.
Yeah, I would have fucked him over the others.
You really?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have married him?
No, because he has the normal dick.
Yeah, but you gotta, if you're married, you can have sex multiple times. And how do you know he has a normal dick? He might have a bat-shaped dick, you don't know that.
Alright. I'll probably go fuck Frankenstein.
Ew.
marry the fish man.
Gillman.
And kill the mummy.
Okay. Why would you marry the Gillman?
Because he lives in water, so I won't see him much.
That's a good point.
So he's out of my face.
That's a good point. And why would you fuck Frankenstein?
Because he seems like the most human one left.
Yeah, but okay, have you seen a movie called Contracted?
Yes, I have. I'm pretty sure I've watched it with
the
you.
The maggots in the vagina?
Yes. Ew.
So Frankenstein's dead. Well, he's been reanimated.
Brought back to life.
Yes. So those are body parts of numerous people. So you might have a child's penis on him, for one. Might have been a dead 4-year-old.
Ew.
Just saying.
You're sick.
Or it could have been a rotting penis. So it could have had maggots. So you want to have maggots in your cunt. Is what you're saying.
No, because
yes, you are.
The mummy would have like a dusty penis too.
Yeah, but you
even if he has one anymore.
You could have married the mummy, not had sex with him, flicked him, he would have turned to dust. You could have fucked the Gill Man because maybe it's a girl.
I don't want no eggs.
But that shit's expensive.
Caviar.
Yeah. But then you don't know, like, the Gill Man, you know, like, how cats have those penises with the pointy barbs?
Yeah.
So the Gill Man might have the thing, and might shoot the barbs, and you kind of like a spear gun, and then when it tries to get out, oh, you're stuck together. Fused.
Then we're just an abstinent married couple.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, that's enough of fuck, marry, and kill. Jaleesa, you're weird.
Thank you.
Alright, so the cast and crew of the Monster Squad. We have Andrew Gower, who plays Sean, the main guy who's wearing the Stephen King Rules t-shirt.
Yes.
He's still active to this day, but he's been nothing great. Nothing memorable.
Oh, poor kid.
Yeah. Robbie Kiger as Patrick. He was kind of the kid that you forget was in the movie.
The little one with the dog.
Yes. See, I can't even remember him in the movie. But he appeared in Children of the Corn from 1984.
There you go. Interesting.
Duncan Rager, I'm guessing that's how you pronounce it, who plays Dracula. He hasn't been in anything.
Yet. Since this movie?
No.
Really?
Oh, well, sorry. He has been in very little, let me say that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Did playing Dracula scare him off?
Well, the funny thing is, there was a list, and I can't remember the exact... the it was like a magazine or something like that, of the top 100 villains of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was number 31. Correct me if I'm wrong, but Dracula was that villain, but they used this portrayal of Duncan Regers.
As this Dracula as the villain?
Yep.
To me,
Bela Lugosi is Dracula.
Yeah.
A lot of people will tell me that Christopher Lee is Dracula. Darian will tell me that Gary Oldman is Dracula. To me, no, Dracula is Bela Lugosi.
Is that because he was the first one?
Yeah, I guess so. I just don't know. I just think he did it the... Well, I don't think he did it the best, but still, I don't know. When I vision Dracula, I think Bela Lugosi. Just me.
Well, he's got the look down.
Exactly. Anyway, we go to Tom Noonan, who plays Frankenstein. He's appeared in late phases, House of the Devil, and Robocop 2.
Robocop?
Yep. Remember Robocop?
Yes, I do.
The cop that was a robot.
Is that him?
Yep. What's funny about that?
It's the look you're giving me.
Give me a dick. All right. Leonardo, oh my god, this, I don't know if Simino or Kimino, I'm not too sure, but he played the scary German. He died in 2012 at the age of 94, and he appeared in Waterworld. Remember that movie? That piece of shit?
Waterworld?
Yeah. The world with water?
Well, I got that from the title, Tim. Yeah. Very good.
And Amityville 2.
Have I seen this one?
What one?
Amityville.
No.
No?
No.
Hmm.
Tom Woodruff Jr., who plays the Gill Man. Now, the thing about Tom Woodruff Jr. is he's mainly known for his special effects. So he's done special effects in Jurassic Park, Aliens, Aliens vs. Predator, Castaway, Jumanji. But he's also played numerous creatures, if you will. The aliens in alien movies.
Mm-hmm.
He played Pumpkinhead.
Did he?
In the Pumpkinhead movie.
Okay.
I think only the first one. Numerous other things, but yeah, he's more of a character actor, if you will. Now, I'm saving the best for last. And his name is Rudy, played by Ryan Lambert. And I'm saving this for last because we are due to have a child, a boy, we've already found out, any day now. Jaleesa could actually pop any second as I'm recording this. Fuck, you could hear her go into labor on this podcast, just letting you know. But if I could have any wish, is that I hope for my son to be exactly like Rudy, because he's a bad motherfucker. Do you agree?
I agree. Mm. He was cool in his leather jackets and shit.
Yeah, and he could light a match off his shoe.
I wouldn't really want him to play with matches, but anyway, it's pretty cool.
Been a pussy, you were a smoker once.
Once.
Well, like earlier this year.
But this kid's like 12.
Still.
Nah.
Rudy was the coolest.
I agree.
You can't deny that. And I want my son to be like Rudy. I wish I could go back and be like Rudy.
Get rid of your glasses.
I want a Rudy Rudy. Ah!
You're disgusting. You need to stay away from the kids.
So, okay, we're going into the crew section now. That's the cast. Oh, no, sorry, before we go to the cast, who was your favourite out of the cast?
Out of all of them?
Yep.
As in character-wise?
Yep.
I'm going to have to say Frankenstein again.
Now, Frankenstein holds a little spot in your heart, doesn't he, Jaleesa?
Yes, he does.
So Jaleesa started to cry while watching this movie?
Yes, I did, at the end. I'm not ashamed of it.
Because Frankenstein going away into the vortex?
Yeah. Was it he sad was getting me? Separated from his little girlfriend.
Ew, girlfriend.
Not literally girlfriend, but she was a little girl who was his friend.
You're the one that's saying that.
And he was getting sucked away, and she was screaming, don't go.
He was getting sucked away from his girlfriend.
Into a vortex, Tim, you dirty motherfucker.
You're fucked up.
And right. It was very sad.
All right, stop crying. So we're going into our crew, and this is where it gets a bit interesting, because this is directed by Fred Decker. Have you heard of Fred Decker?
No, I have not.
No? It doesn't surprise me. He's only done 4 directorial debuts. I'm an idiot. He's only directed 4 movies, is what I'm trying to say. His first one being another horror classic, if you can put it that way, Night of the Creeps, which is fun. That's a good movie. It's fun.
Is this the one with the talking vagina?
No, that's Night of Something Strange.
Okay. All right.
he also directed 1 episode of Tales from the Crypt. He was the writer he also directed RoboCop 3, my bad. He was the writer, though. He did a lot of writing, and this is where it gets interesting. He wrote House from 1984.
Ah, yes.
And your favourite, House 2, which is also in 1987. How's that? He's also writing a movie that I'm very, very excited for, which is coming out in 2018, which is The Predator. The new Predator movie coming out next year.
Oh, really?
He's the one writing it, yes.
Hmm.
Hmm. But this was also written by Shane Black, this movie, The Monster Squad. Do you know who Shane Black is?
No, I do not.
Shane Black was... He's done his fair share of... He's the director of Iron Man 3, The Nice Guys. He's directing Predator from next year. He wrote the Lethal Weapon series.
Yeah.
But the way that people would remember him the most is he starred in a certain movie that came out in 1987. It's in my top 5.
The Lost Boys.
Nope.
Jaws.
That wasn't in 1987.
Just going through your top 5.
He starred in Predator. He was Hawkins from Predator, who was the first one killed. The one that did all the vagina jokes.
The tampon one.
The one that's as big as your house, and I need a little pussy. So the big vagina jokes he did.
Okay.
Yep.
I think I'm thinking of a meme, that's why.
Probably.
Yes.
You and your memes.
They're funny.
Anyway, so he is the one that is going to be directing Predator. The Predator from next year. Jesus Christ. Then we go to the man of the hour. The one that really brought me into my love for horror movies. And he was a special effects artist on this movie. Stan Winston. Now, if you don't know me very well, you won't know this. I don't think even you know this, or maybe you do. Back when I was a young little lad, I had dreams of getting into the movie scene, and I wanted to get into the special effects department, and it was Stan Winston's reason why I wanted to do this. After seeing all his creations and watching all the DVD extras of how he did and everything like that, it interests the fucking shit out of me. But sadly for me, I found alcohol and drugs, and didn't get into it because partying was too much more fun than this. So Stan...
Bet you're kicking yourself now.
Yeah. I wonder what I would have been if I would have even done anything or gotten anywhere. Who knows? Probably not. I mean, we live in Australia. There's fucking nothing here.
That's true. Yeah. You also wanted to be a stuntman too.
I did. But once again, drugs does bad things.
Yes, let's not go there.
So, oh, by the way, I was not a drug junkie. I'm just... Party recreational drugs, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, next subject.
So, Sam Winston sadly died in 2008. At a young age, too. Not that old. But his makeup effects... Oh, man, if you go on his IMDb page, there's just countless numbers of how much stuff that he did. And I'll bring out the stuff that really interests me. So, Friday the 13th Part 2, The Thing, Friday the 13th Part 3, Edward Scissorhands... He created the look of the Terminator. He did Batman Returns, Austin Powers. He created the look of Aliens.
Wow.
Oh, sorry, no, he didn't. He helped.
Helped create them?
Yeah. H.R. Giger was the one that created Aliens. He created the Predator.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, if you've seen the look of the Predator before, it's that before you know it now, it looks fucking horrible. Had like a half-assed giraffe neck.
Really?
Up. Yeah.
Yeah.
He created Leviathan. He did the effects for Creature from 1998, which is another Peter Benchley novel.
Okay.
Jaws. Lake Placid, End of Days, Jurassic Park, Darkness Falls, Iron Man, Avatar, the list goes on and on. The amount of makeup effects that he did. He also directed some stuff, Pumpkinhead from 1988, and he also directed the Guns N' Roses video for You Could Be Mine. You know, the one that's in Terminator 2?
Yes. Yes, I would know it.
Yes, you would. But on top of that, he produced a number of films, Hellraiser Deader and Wrong Turn, which I love me some Wrong Turn.
Yes, you do.
Liza Dushku is tasty. So that's basically all the cast and crew that I'm sure there's more to it, but they're the most. So now we go into our likes and dislikes for the Monster Squad. So what did you like about the Monster Squad?
What did I like?
Anything that just comes to mind?
I actually liked the look of these monsters.
Yeah.
They didn't look bad at all.
They looked fucking great. So you go back to the classics, as we were talking before, and the creature from the Black Lagoon, you can tell that's a suit, especially if you see it in colour. This creature in the Monster Squad looks fucking horrifying. If that thing came out to me in my bedroom or something like that, I would shit myself.
They did a good job with this one.
Even Frankenstein, I mean, like, the many adaptations of Frankenstein to this day, they don't seem to really do it well. I'm guessing I'll just go back to the classic Frankenstein, the Boris Karloff Frankenstein. But this one didn't do a bad job.
I don't think he was too far off.
I mean, he made you cry.
Well, yeah, that's because I fell in love with his personality.
Oh, you're such a softy. You pussy. And the mummy looked fucking great compared to the 2007 piece of shit. Besides the tits.
On the mummy?
Yeah.
The tits?
The tits from this year.
You said 2007.
Oh, sorry, 2017, my bad. No, this mummy from the Monster Squad actually had bandages on it.
Yeah, like a mummy should.
My goodness, yeah. Like, fuck, when I think of a mummy, I think of a fucking bandaged mummy.
Hmm. Well, she first did come out bandaged in this year's one.
Oh, but once again, from the original, it was in there for like fucking 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, give me a normal fucking mummy. Oh, God, I hate Tom Cruise. Anyway.
The modern spin.
Yeah.
Got to keep it current.
And you got to make it funny for some fucking reason, Cross. Anyway, we're not talking about the 2017 mummy. The Wolfman looked great. Once again, I was spoilt with American Werewolf in London, so any Wolfman I see nowadays just doesn't hold up. This one's not half bad.
This one was the least favourite for me.
Out of the monsters?
Yes.
Going back to Stan Winston, if you know what he looks like, they moulded the Wolfman's face to look a bit like Stan Winston. And if you know what Sam Winston looks like, you can see what they're trying to do, and I can see it straight up.
Mm.
Take a look at the Wolfman from the Monster Squad and a picture of Sam Winston, and you'll see what we mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like that take.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
You don't have to like it.
Mm.
You cried when the Frankenstein...
All right, drop it. I've got a heart. Move on.
But Dracula. How did you like Dracula? What do you think of him?
I didn't think he was too bad. He sort of gave off a nice vibe with his face, though. He didn't look very mean.
Really?
Yeah.
This was one of the most ferocious Draculas we've seen. I mean, he called a fucking 6-year-old a bitch.
Yeah, besides that part. And then he hissed at her.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the looks, like, just in general, he didn't look overly terrifying.
No.
And when he first appeared, I thought he had blonde hair. Must have just been the light.
I don't know where you got that from.
It's maybe my eyes are playing up.
Mm. Funny thing about that scene where you're talking about how he hissed at her. So behind the scenes, he was very nice to the kids. But the little girl, I cannot remember her name. The little girl got really, really scared when she saw Dracula with the fangs and the red eyes. So they tried to do their scenes separate. But when that time came when Dracula's holding her up by her throat and stuff like that, she asked the director, "When do I scream?" The director, Fred Decker, said, "You'll know." To which, when she opened her eyes, saw the red eyes and the fangs. So that scream that she gives was genuine.
I can imagine being a six-year-old.
Yeah. But, okay, the story between it, okay, this is a like and a dislike, because the story, how they get involved in each other, is fun. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of plot holes, and I'll get into that when we go into my dislikes. But it is fun. It is an all-around fun story.
It is.
It's something that you don't wrap your brain around. You just sit and enjoy. Mm-hmm. You hug your children and you show them, "This is what we used to watch when we were kids," type of thing.
One of the funny things is they always called that kid Fat Kid. Not his name. Just Fat Kid.
I went straight past Fat Kid. Oh, my God. Wow, how did I go that? Brent Challum, who plays Fat Kid, or as he says right near the M, Horace. Oh, shit, I'm surprised I went past this. Sadly died at the age of 22.
Drugs?
No, pneumonia.
All right, you did tell me that.
Yeah, he died in 1997. Fuck, man, 22. Imagine dying at 22.
I don't want to imagine.
Well, you're past 22 now, so.
Well, good.
You can't.
Now I've got to get past the 27 club.
Oh, yeah. Well, now my kid's got to get past 22.
Oh, stop it. They will.
All right, so the last big like is a scene from right at the start, the principal. How can you go past the principal? That's probably one of my favorite scenes in the whole movie, when "I think science is cool. I dig it, man." That is probably the best line in this movie. It's cheesy as fuck, but I've actually heard adults say that when I was a kid, like shit like that.
Really?
Yes. Where it's like, don't fucking do that again. That's weird, and you're a loser.
How they're trying to be cool?
Yeah, they're trying to like speak in your tone, and down in your level.
As soon as they bring up anything to do with school, they're not cool.
Yeah, I hope I'm not like that. Am I going to be like that? Like,
no.
Lame?
No, you'll have your horror jokes and everything. Not joke about science.
No, fuck science. That's boring. Anyway, we'll go to our dislikes now, and as I said before, it's kind of the story which is the dislikes, the plot holes. And I wrote down from what I can remember. So, the army showing up at the end. Eugene wrote a letter that day, and the army just showed up. Plus, all it said is, "Please come," basically. It never said where to meet or anything. So how the hell does the army know where to go?
That's just like in any movie, how they say, "Call me," or "Pick me up."
Yeah.
They never, ever tell you.
Yeah, and these aren't so much dislikes, they're more nitpicks. So I'm just being picky right now, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you bitch.
Another thing, when they're on the plane right at the start, Dracula knows exactly what point to jump out of the plane. And he just so happens to find the city where the amulet is. I mean, yeah, you can go into it like Dracula's all-knowing, blah, 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 blah. Or you can just not think about it, but I don't know, they're just little nitpicks. There's a lot more than that, but that's basically what I got.
One thing I didn't like is the mummy didn't seem to do anything in this movie.
Well,
he hid in a kid's closet.
Yeah, but that was actually a pretty frightening scene.
And then
jumped
out of a window.
Oh, well, he tried to attack them before he died.
Before he got unraveled.
So that's the problem about having all these five monsters. They never got overly long scenes.
Yeah. At least they're there.
Yeah. I mean, the gill man just died after being shot.
Once.
Which, okay, makes sense. I mean, he's just a fish, realistically.
You'd think, because he's a monster, he'd have a bit more oomph.
Yeah, yeah.
But he went down like a sack of potatoes.
But just remember, it's a family-friendly movie.
Yeah, that is true.
All right. So, have you got anything more to add, young Jaleesa?
No, I do not.
All right. Well, we're going to come out with our final thoughts and our score. I'll start up first. So, to me, okay, this isn't a perfect movie, but it's close. And it's not a movie that you're going to sit down and watch and get really deep into it and cry, unless you're Jaleesa.
You're never going to let me live that down, are you?
You were so cute when you cried.
It was a very...
going away!
It was a very, very cute ending. Well, it was actually sad. You get attached to characters. Yeah, the movie did good.
All right, so no, this isn't a movie that you're going to sit down, you're really going to get deep into. No, I find this more of a movie that you're going to sit your kids down and show them and be like, this is what I watch, kind of, but these are the characters that I watch, but in a different light.
More kid-friendly?
Yeah, yeah. And it's kind of the same reason why I love Hotel Transylvania. This one a little bit more, though. It's 80s as fuck, and if you know me, I love my 80s.
Yes, you do.
So, to me, okay, this is a film that I'll be showing my kids numerous times, and it's a film to put around Halloween. It's a perfect Halloween film, because it's got that nostalgic fact of, like, the Stephen King kind of feel, where it's the kids. And to me, it's an 8 out of 10. It's a film I can watch a lot, but not a film I can watch every day. It's a family film, is all I'm trying to say. So, to you, Jaleesa, out of 10, what would you give this?
I think I'm going to give this one a 7.5 out of 10.
We don't give halves right here.
Why?
That's all right. A 7.5, so you're basically coming in with me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. And anything to add?
I've got nothing else to add.
So I said it perfectly?
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did, because I'm the best.
So you say.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to come down with our second subject. Subject. I always do this.
Learn how to speak.
Shut up. Second segment, which is what's under the...
Wait. I want to know what makes you the best. Why are you the teacher? Because you say Ben's the dummy.
Yeah, because he doesn't know horror.
So I've come up with 10 questions I'm going to ask you to see how good you are, Mr. Timothy.
You're quizzing me.
I am.
All right. Cool, I dig this. Came up with this all by yourself. I'm actually impressed.
Yeah, I put effort into my work.
You did more than me. All right, so 10 questions.
All right. Some will probably be easy for you, and I'm hoping some not so easy, but we will see.
Okay. So wait, if I get all these right, do I get a blowjob?
No.
Never get
in your dreams, maybe.
That's not good enough. What do I get? What do I get if I win it?
A high five.
That's a fucking shit present.
You get bragging rights that you're the best.
Well, I am the teacher.
We will see.
All right, fine. Quiz me.
Okay. We'll start off with some easy ones, eh?
Okay.
All right. Who was the killer in the first Friday the 13th?
Are these multiple choice or just straight up? Straight up. Because I don't know this one.
Straight up.
Pamela Voorhees. Mrs. Voorhees.
Very good. Get a tick.
That's one good job.
All right. What was the name of Richard Dreyfuss's character in Jaws?
Hooper!
Very good. What snack is Tallahassee searching for in Zombieland?
These are good questions. That would be a Twinkie.
That is correct. Doing pretty good so far. All right. What year did The Exorcist come out?
Ooh.
Is this a thinker?
I have to think back. I know it's the 70s. This isn't multiple choice, is it?
Nope. Give it a straight out answer.
All right. I'm thinking it's 1973.
Wow. Cha-ching.
Yep.
You got it. All right. In what movie do people visit a website and then die shortly after?
Would this happen to be fear.com?
It is.
That's a horrible movie, by the way.
I have a feeling I made these a bit easy for you.
I watched it once, and I fucking will never watch it again.
All right. What is the name of the motel in Psycho?
Oh, shit. Okay, this is going to... The motel?
Yep.
Oh, wait. Bates Motel.
Yes. Thought I had you there for a second.
I was thinking of something else.
Okay. Dun, 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 dun. Who directed the movie Saw?
Which one?
Just Saw.
First one. Oh, shit. What's his name? James... Fuck, I cannot remember his name. He directed the Conjurings and the Insidiouses.
Who directed Saw?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Asian guy. Australian guy. Listeners are yelling at me right now. James.
That's odd. I don't have that here.
If you're thinking Lee Whannell.
No.
Well, who have you got?
I've got a Robert Rodriguez.
No.
What's that one?
Saw?
Yeah.
No. Robert Rodriguez?
Yeah.
No, 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 no. That's completely wrong. He did like Machete and he did the Predators.
So he didn't do Saw at all?
No. He had nothing to do with
Saw.
Well,
whoever did this is fucking stupid.
Who am I thinking of? James?
James Wan?
Yes, thank you. James Wan. He directed Saw.
Okay. Cool. Well, I guess I get a ticket.
No, you don't. You got Christmas wrong. Fucking
I stole this one, so that one wasn't me.
Where did you get this from?
I don't know where I got that one from.
Wow.
Obviously, they were really wrong. Alrighty. Getting back on track.
Okay. So what? I still got that one right, though.
You did. I'll give that to you.
Even though you don't actually know.
Hey, I knew who James Wan was. That's half a point.
It's not.
All right. What child actress was originally offered to the role of Regan McNeil in The Exorcist?
What child actress?
Yep. Was originally offered the role of Regan.
This one I don't know. I'm guessing it's not multiple choice.
No.
Like you're a slave driver. what child actress? Who would have been a child in 1973? I haven't got a clue. I didn't actually know this one.
This girl's name was Dana Plato. Plato. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Okay. I would not have guessed that. I was thinking someone that's famous now.
I'm guessing she didn't do too much. All right.
Well, there you go.
What else have I got? What horror film is the first movie to show a woman in just a bra and slip?
Is it Psycho?
It is. Yeah. Psycho is the first movie to show a woman, Janet Leigh, in just a bra and a slip.
And it's also the first movie to show a toilet.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that fact.
Now you do.
And coming in with a bonus question, because I felt like it.
Wait, so this is number 11?
Yep.
Oh, well, that if I get this right, that means definitely blowjob.
We'll see.
Fucking put it in when you're asleep.
All right. In A Nightmare on Elm Street, Nancy runs up a flight of squishy stairs. What substance did the special effects crew use to make them look squishy?
I think I know this, but I may be wrong. So I'm just going to go ahead and go with what I think. And I think it is... Marshmallow.
No, you are wrong. It's Bisquick.
Well, I'm just going to say I'm right so you can give me a blowjob. Yay, Tim wins.
No. That is not how this works.
Alright, Bizquix. I don't know what Bizquix is.
I'm not actually too sure either. But anyway.
Well, I got 2 wrong out of 11.
It's pretty good.
Even though you couldn't even find out the answer. Let me just double check this fact, because now I'm second guessing myself.
For which one?
The Thor. The director is James Wan. Just give me a second, listeners. I want to prove my fiance wrong. Her stupid little quiz.
That was a good quiz. Oh no, I do have one more question.
Hold up, I just want to get this wrong. I get this right, sorry. Yeah, because it stars Lee Whannell. Directed by James Wan. I am correct. You and your stupid Robert Rodriguez are wrong.
Well, whoever put that down is stupid.
Well, maybe you'll read another question.
So. Alright. I was mistaken. I've got one left that I didn't ask you.
Alright, hit me up. So this is number 12?
No, technically 11.
Oh, okay.
We must have been on 10 before.
Alright.
What is the name of Ripley's cat in Alien?
Jonesy!
Damn it. Alright, that's the end of my quiz.
Because I was going to name our cats that.
Jonesy.
Yeah, and then we got 2. And their names are Bella and Lugosi.
Yes, they are.
Alright, can I continue on with the show now?
Yes, continue.
You stupid son of a bitch! Alright, so we're going out, once again, let me try this again, with What's Under the Bed?
What's Under the Bed Reviews?
Alright. 112 Ocean Avenue. Does that ring a bell with you?
112 Ocean Avenue?
Yes.
Is this the Amity House?
Yeah, she knows something. Mm. She's smarter than Ben.
Yeah, I'm not such a dummy like him.
Oh, I'm going to tell him you said that. You're a bitch.
He's going to hear it anyway.
So, I finally got to see Amityville, The Awakened. But before we talk about the movie, I just want to educate Jaleesa in a little bit of the history of the Amityville house.
Alrighty.
So you know it was a real story, the Amityville murders.
Actually in real life.
Yes. So 30 miles outside of New York City, nestled in Long Island town of Amityville, stands a house forever linked to the Amityville horror phenomenon. On November 13, 1974, the estate was the scene of a mass murder. 23-year-old Ronnie DeFeo murdered his entire family while they were asleep, which included his parents and 4 siblings. 13 months later, the Lutz family purchased the 5-bedroom home at a drastically reduced price of $80,000.
Is that it for a house?
This was back in 1973, though, I remember. So, yeah. But they only lasted 28 days before leaving it. The spine-tingling tales of paranormal activity is what propelled the legend of the Amityville Horror, America's most haunted house. Now, this movie it was finished filming and everything in 2014. So I've been waiting from basically 2015 for 2 years, and I don't know, like, 2017 must be a dumping ground for films. I mean, we waited so long for Leatherface, we waited so long for this. Unlike Leatherface, if you heard my review last week, this one wasn't half bad.
Really?
Well, I'm not going to sit here and preach and tell everyone that it's perfect and they have to see it straight away. No, it is not a perfect film. It has its flaws. But what I was expecting after so many times of them pulling the jump to start the date when it comes out, I was expecting a shit show. Now, the thing about the Amityville series is there have been 18 films in the series. First one coming out in 1975, and you got 2005 with the remake. The second one's a prequel, but the reason being is there's so many movies, and there's still, I think there's actually 2 other ones coming out this year.
Amity. Really?
Yes. The reason being is because Amity is a real place, so they can use the word Amityville. They cannot use the word Amityville Horror,
they can use Amity on whatever they want.
So Amity, the word Amity is basically public domain. So people and this is what a lot of, and this is why there's so many films called with the title Amity in it, because people who are making a scary movie think they will make more money putting the Amityville name in front of their title. If you get what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why to this day there's been 18 films. This doesn't include the other two, which I think are coming out this year. Quote me if I'm wrong, but yeah. So this one's interesting because in this film, The Amityville: The Awakening, the Amityville horror series films exist in this movie as films. So there is a scene where they show the DVD of the first original film, and they talk about the 2005 remake with Ryan Reynolds.
That's just odd.
I didn't mind it, actually. I thought it was interesting.
How so?
In this film's world, there has not been, like, all these movies. It's basically the world we're living in now, if you get what I'm saying. I don't know. I found it interesting because it's very rare you see movies do that.
Yeah, but technically, if they were watching that movie, it's kind of the same house that they're living in, isn't it?
Well, but the house they're living in is real. It's a real house.
But if they're watching the film, that's...
That's why, okay, they're watching the film in the movie, in the house, and they're making a big deal of it, going, oh my god, we're in the house watching the movie about the house.
Yeah, that's what I found weird.
Hmm. Weird in a bad way, is what you're saying?
It's just... odd. I'm not sure.
<All right. laughs> See, the thing is, this is why I found it interesting, like, and kind of good, because a lot of them, besides the remake, obviously, of course, part two was a prequel, and the third one was a sequel to the first. Besides that, none of them tie together. So they're just their own standoff films. They're just basically a haunted house film.
So, is it the same storyline?
I think so.
What do they change?
Okay, I haven't seen all of them because, quite frankly, a lot of them are shit. I've got Amityville Dollhouse. I've watched that once and I don't remember it at all. So I can't tell you that. But this one here, I think the reason they did that is so they didn't have to make a sequel, because you say the word Amityville: The Awakening, you think it's going to be like the start of this all.
Exactly, that's what I thought.
Yeah, no, it's not. It doesn't have anything to do, besides them living in the house, it doesn't have anything to do with the original murders. Okay?
Yeah, I get it.
Now, the story of this film is interesting. Once again, it has its flaws. It's not perfect, but I found it intriguing, and I couldn't stop watching it. It's one of those movies where you're not playing on your phone, you're glued to the TV, and you want to know what happens next. The scares don't work for me, anyway. They might for other people, but I found them really, really dull. And there weren't very many of them.
Not at all.
Well, there were scares, but, like, not heaps. It wasn't like The Conjuring 2, where it's constant jump. Yeah. The performances were really, really well. Jennifer Jason Leigh plays the mum, and Bella Thorne plays the daughter. And their chemistry together was really good, because they're neck and neck. They're each other's necks the whole way through, basically. And I felt they did really well. Overall, I say give this a go. Give it a go. A lot of people are hating on this movie. And I seem to be the person that always tells people that it's not that bad. And this is no exception. This movie isn't that bad. I gave it a 7 out of 10. It's not a movie that's going to blow you away. It's not going to be like the original first movie. Or even if you like the remake, which I did, it's not going to hit you like that. But, fuck man, Amityville series has done it a lot worse.
So, you'll always get the haters out there.
Yeah, well, fuck it. How good was It? And people are saying it's not a horror movie.
Or giving it a 3 and a 1.
Oh, fuck, people are so fucking dumb.
Yeah.
How is it not a horror movie? Jesus. Okay, that's
anyway, subject. Let's stay on track.
Yeah. So, Amityville: The Awakening, I say you should give it a go. It's not as bad as people are saying it. I actually enjoyed it. Would I buy it? Possibly, at the right price. Would I watch it again? Yes. I probably would. I wouldn't rush out right this second to watch it again, but a few months down the road, I might give it another whirl. How you like that?
Fair enough. Cool. I'll give it a go.
All right. On to our last subject segment.
I think I need to teach you words.
Shut up. Last segment of the night, we are coming in with What's Pumping on Your iPod? Alright, what's pumping on your iPod? And of course, this is number 2 in the month of Halloween, week 2. So, as is tradition, we have 2 songs for you, 1 normal song and 1 Halloween themed song. Now, as I said last week's episode, we had a couple of requests, and this week is no different. We are having a request right now coming in from Monica from the Powdered Room podcast. She likes the band Seether.
And what song has she chosen for us?
Well, she gave me 2. She gave me Fine Again and The Gift.
From Seether?
Yeah, they're her 2 favourite songs. So I listened to them both, and I'm not well educated in the art of Seether. So these songs, I know the main ones. Fuck, I only knew they covered Careless Whisper the other week.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't That's like my favourite one.
Yeah. Well, like, I know, like, Remedy and...
You know the mainstream ones.
Yeah, yeah. I'm one of those fans. but no, I bought one of their albums 1 year and...
Is this the same cool? To keep up with the craze?
No, it's because one of their songs was on Freddy vs. Jason soundtrack and I really liked it, so I bought the album. Mm. Fuck, no one knew a Seether back when I was at school. So yeah, I bought one of the albums and listened to it and then kind of forgot about it and told away, but Monica... It says that she says that me and Ben's banter is a lot like the members of Seether. Cool. I dig it.
Yeah, why not?
It's a lot better than being called the Kanye West of Podcast World. Which I would probably slit my throat if she said that.
That would just be embarrassing.
Oh, fuck that. Imagine if you and me are like Taylor Swift and Kanye West.
Are you going to steal my award?
Yep, I will. Yeah? You motherfucker.
Give it to Ben.
No. Clearly, after that quiz, I'm the better person.
I'll come back with some more in the future.
Yeah.
I will rip you of your throne.
All right. Bring it on. So, going back to requests, we're getting way off subject. Going back to a request from Monica from the Padded Room. You can listen to her every week in the Padded Room. She's coming in with Seether and Fine Again. On top of that, we have our Halloween song, which I gave the honors for Jaleesa to pick. What did you pick, babe?
For this one, I chose House of 1,000 Corpses by Rob Zombie.
Yeah, it's fucking good times.
It is. It's Why? A great Halloween song.
Why did you pick that?
I chose it because just imagine drinking with your friends at a party and this song comes on. It's got the creepy music along with the creepy voice that he uses when he sings.
Yeah.
And
that's just Mr. Zombie.
But it's got... What's the word?
Raspiness?
Yeah, but there's like a... They use something technical to change it. It's like a...
I don't know what you're talking about right now.
Yeah, you'll know later.
Okay. All right.
And the screams and stuff that's in it.
You like the atmosphere of the start and ending of the song and the news report of the song and all that.
Yeah, and the screams are all through the song.
Yeah.
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 It's good times.
It is. I dig that song. I like Rob Zombie. I've seen him live a couple of times. He's fucking entertaining as hell. His movies, I am actually a supporter of Rob Zombie besides his last one, 31.
I haven't actually seen that one.
Yeah, nah. I wasn't into it. But besides that, man, I love Devil's Rejects. I love House of a Thousand Corpses. We should rewatch that movie. Now.
Okay.
Well, fuck, man, it's a perfect Halloween film in a way.
Hmm.
It's like basically a ripoff of Texas Chainsaw Massacre in many ways, besides the chainsaw use.
Yeah. In a fucked up family.
Yeah. But no, so, well, okay, that's basically the episode that you're going to get from us. Next week, hopefully Benjamin will be back. Jason, you did well. Thanks. You can be welcome back. Would you like to come back?
Maybe, if the listeners allow it.
Listeners, tell us how Jaleesa did. If you say she sucked, let me know. If you want her back again, please let me know, and I'll pass a message on to her. Please don't tell me she sucks, though, because I don't want my dick being chopped off. But until then, until next week, we are kicking off third week of Halloween with, from 1985, I'm showing Benjamin, Return of the Living Dead.
Horror, very good. Nice
zombie,
choice.
Zombie comedy horror. So, until then, I've been Tim.
And I have been Jaleesa.
That's right. We're kicking it off right now with Seether and Fine Again. And then after that, Rob Zombie and A House of a Thousand Corpses. Thank you for listening. Enjoy your week.
Goodbye.
Days the same, and I'm left to discover on my own. It seems like everything is gray, and there's no color to behold. They say I can't say.
Police have identified more victims and plan on more than just the four murder charges filed today.
Confirm earlier reports of cannibalism.
The building was a scene of ghoulish slaughter.
A large kettle on the stove which held boiled body parts.
Identified more victims and
killed even more.
And plan on more than just the four murder charges filed today.
Had sex with some of his victims before he killed them, and that he was also a necrophiliac.
File cabinet in the refrigerator and open box. Portland continues to be flooded with calls from families with missing loved ones.
Arrested on suspicion of mass murder.
Some of these murders, at least, have been committed outside the city.